Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Right now, on 100 Yards of Football, a deep dive, hot take by Vincent Turner. He goes to the first round draft pick in 1985 out of the University of Memphis. The young man went to the Buffalo Bills. His name is Derrick Burrows, the DB. And Vincent Turner goes back to Memphis and puts it down on Derrick Burrows. Stick and stay right here on a beautiful Wednesday. 100 Yards of Football brings Mr. Football, Vincent Turner forward, Derrick Burrows.
If you like the video today, please comment and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. As you know, over the last few weeks, I've been doing some great videos on my hometown school, the University of Memphis. Back in the day, it was Memphis State Tigers. Now it's the University of Memphis Tigers. And I've been doing it primarily on some of the greatest football players that played at that school. But I tell you all the time, I'm not trying to put Memphis up there by no means with the Georgias, the Alabamas, the USCs, the Ohio States in college football. All I'm trying to show y'all that we've had some great players that's went on and done some great things at the next level. And Derrick Burrows fits that profile. If you like the video, one more time, please come in and share it. Derrick Burrows represented the 901 at a high level back in the mid-80s. And the thing I like about Derrick Burrows, I'll tell you a true story. I had finished at the University of Arkansas. And I attended the University of Memphis. At the time, Memphis State for 1 year from 82 to 83 school year. I was working on my teacher certification. And I had a class with Mr. Burrows. It was kind of like a PE class. And I'm going to tell you something about him. He was a low-key guy, but one of the most respected persons in the class. And everyone knows he played football. But he was nice to every individual in the classroom. In the classroom, we had about 25 students. He knew everyone's name. I'm going to say it one more time. He knew every individual's name and spoke to every individual. Now, granted, I'm taking a look at this at 22 years old, and I'm saying, wow, I know he's been raised right. Then I think about he's from Mobile, Alabama. Matty T. Blunt. And then I think about Hank Aaron. I think about Willie Anderson. I think about Tommy Aaron. I think about Hanford Dixon. I think about DeMarcus Cousins. I think about Keith McCants. Oh, my God. I think about Sherman Williams. T. Martin. Scott Hunter. And I understand, along with Willie McCovey and Amos Otis and Robert Bazile, why this guy's very special. As I said, out of the number two places where there's something in the water, where great people come from, it's the state of Mississippi and Mobile, Alabama. And if you want to throw the surrounding areas, Foley, Alabama, you got Ken the Snake Stabler and Julio Jones. But getting back to Mr. Burrows, he went on and played at a school and took a scholarship to a university that really wasn't known, but he believed in that vision of Rex Dockery, who was the coach at the time. And the 83 season sticks out the most to me because it was one of the best football seasons in University of Memphis football history. They went 6-4-1 that year, but they beat Ole Miss, they beat Vanderbilt, and they beat Mississippi State handily out of the SEC. And what I remember on that 83 team was that a freshman by the name of Charles Greenhill, a linebacker by the name of Eric Ferris, a linebacker by the name of Tim Harris, a running back by the name of Pumpkin Williams, and a receiver by the name of Derek Crawford. All of them played in the National Football League, and a corner by the name of Donnie Elder. But make no bones, the best player on the team, pound for pound, was Derrick Burroughs. And when you look at Derrick Burroughs, he went on in the 85 season, ended up becoming the first-round draft pick of the Buffalo Bills. Even up there, you had Bruce Smith, Shane Conlon, Cornelius Bennett, Nate Odoms. He was still, defensively, maybe pound for pound, the best player on the field. And it was unfortunate that he had that serious neck injury in 1989 against the Houston Oilers that his career ended. But the greatest thing, when I saw Mr. Burroughs play, even though Memphis went 1-10 that year when I was there from 82 to 83, I knew that young man was going to play in the National because I knew the skill set, his instincts as a corner, A+. The key and diagnose the footballer, A+. The recognition, A+. Thanks on his feet, A+. He was able to make quick adjustments, A+. The hand and ball skills, A+. The closing quickness, Derrick Burroughs was fast at closing on the ball, and he was graceful. Then the ability to stay in the back pedal, A+. And most of all, the confidence level. Even when Memphis didn't win one game that year, he still came on the field and thought he was the baddest you know what. And I'm going to tell you something. When he went to the Buffalo Bills, his first 5 seasons in the league were nice. And I'm not saying that his skill level was on these great players on another level, but if Derrick Burroughs would have played maybe 6-7 more years, I would have been looking at a Hall of Fame career. Same like Mel Blount, Lynn Barney, Lester Hayes, Lamar Parrish, Mike Haynes, Sam Madison, Chad Bailey, and Willie Brown. Those are the guys who remind me of. Just ask the AFC East back when he played how good a football player he was. Just ask in the 1985 Blue-Gray game how good a player he was. And then even now, he was also one of them athletes that got his degree from the University of Memphis. And he's now the athletic director at Lane College in Jackson, Tennessee. So he was a young man that was very well grounded. But as I said, he came out of Mobile, Alabama, played at the University of Memphis. It's that culture, man. That atmosphere. Down home people. Orange Mound. Whitehaven. Scudderfield. South Memphis, y'all not feeling me. You could go ask Derrick Burroughs today. Hey, man, even though y'all went in 1-10, what did you love about playing at the University of Memphis? It was that culture. And to this day, what really breaks my heart, he played for a great football coach in Rex Dockery and a great teammate in Charles Greenhill. They went 6-4-1 in 83, and they came back in 1984, which was going to be ranked. They was on their ascending as being the Miami Hurricanes of the South. And in that terrible, fatal day happened in December when Rex Dockery and Charles Greenhill died in a plane crash. Changed the whole scoop of that program and changed the whole scoop of that football team going into the 85 season. But make no bones, Derrick Burroughs still played at a high level, and that's why he won the first round. And as I said, when I talk about Mr. Burroughs, I want to tell him, thank you for playing in my hometown, going to the university, outside the University of Arkansas, I love dearly, a place I grew up in, thank you for coming to the University of Memphis and playing. And obviously, he still loved the city because Jackson, Tennessee, where he's athletic director at Lane College, is only 60 miles down the road. So you can't get enough of that. You're on the river. But Derrick Brawls, make no bones about it, was a special football player at the University of Memphis. And not only was he a special football player, he was a special human being. Really, he might not remember me back in that day because he was a young man, maybe 20, 21 years old or even 19. But one thing, at an early age, he was a very humble, very disciplined, very meek guy who appreciated everything around him. He was like a guy that had a purpose that God gave to him because his talents were outstanding on the football field. And I hated in 1989 he got hurt against him. Snorlax and have to give up his career.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So, that being said, I'm not going to get into him and his situation with the Buffalo Bills, but I'm going to tell you this, Buffalo Bills Nation, y'all need to give him some love, man, because he's a special individual. And think about it. He paid all his medical bills after his injury. But he still went on and became a coach in several different programs. Got the HBCUs, Clark University, Lane, Jackson State. And now he's the athletic director in Lane. That's telling you something about him. He's not a dumb guy. He's a smart guy. I love you, Derrick Brawls, for going to my university. And I love you for what you've done for Tiger Nation. You carried the blue and gray whale. Thank you, man. So my final words about Derrick Brawls. Playing at the University of Memphis. If you like the video, please come in and share it. This is what I like about Derrick Brawls. And Tiger Nation, please give him his love every time he's back on campus. Da 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 da. Go Tigers, go! Go Tigers, go! Orange Mound, Whitehaven, another 901, where I'm from, you better believe it!
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.